Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. A lot going on. I want to catch up on the news. We're probably going to cover some of this right now and later on in the broadcast. But eSETI is officially now open, and we are having Skywatch. The chairs are 6 feet apart. It's outdoors. So we are open, you know, for Skywatch. If you want to come up and see Skywatch, we are going to go ahead with the July 23rd conference, and that's all online, the Science Spirit World Transformation Conference. And so that's online. Everything's up and running. It's going to be a great, we've got an awesome lineup for this. And so you can check people. We're adding a couple new people too. So it's going to be a lot of divine feminine energy at this one, and some beautiful music, singers, everything. So to go along with the incredible information that's going to be shared. So we've got just a whole host. I mean, you have to just go check it out on the website, because there's myself, John Vivanco, remote viewer, is going to be on there. We'll probably do a Zoom with Peter, because he can't get out of Australia right now. We have Michal Ledwith. I'm trying to think of all that. There's a woman named Z, I guess she goes by Z, a musician. We're gonna have Corey Good. God, who are the women involved in the show? I'm trying to remember. Rachel, God, I can't remember. But anyway, just go to the website and you'll see it. It's an awesome lineup of speakers. What happened is we had to jockey things around because the speakers we had lined up before couldn't make it when we had to change the date. You know, so anyway, so that's why the list is all being jockeyed and changed right now, but it should be together and on the website, and you can check it out there. A lot going on here. This would be a great segue to come into the show, but we have had intense helicopter activity. We've had daytime, I guess about 7 o'clock, a helicopter came in, flew right over the ranch and flew over everybody. It was camo, you know, it was painted camo. It was definitely military. And they were cruising around. The night before that, we had a helicopter come in at night, and it looked like at least two of them, full lights on, spotlights, everything, came in and flew right over the house. And we checked into it, looked into it, see what they're up to. And you guys were scanning, weren't they? They were scanning for energies or scanning for ships or something. You know, I don't know.
It was like they weren't really focused down right below them. They were focused off to the sides, and it was like they were scanning the area around here for anomalous signals.
Yeah. And that was the same. We both got the same information, you know, at different times that they were scanning, looking for, you know, anomalous, whatever signals or shifts or magnetic anomalies or things like that. So that's been going on for a long time, but they're really intensive. And then you said just jets.
Yeah. So earlier today.
Yeah.
There was this huge roar, and I go running outside, and there's, I think it was three fighter jets were flying same pattern as the helicopters, except towards the mountain. Yeah. So it's like they're on patrol.
Now
it's like, okay, they picked up signal. Now we have to patrol the area. So they'll probably be back, and there'll probably be more of that tonight.
And hopefully, you know, but I think they're just trying to figure it out and check it out. And I think anybody in the know, especially in military intelligence, knows that there are benevolent forces here helping with this great awakening, you know, and they're all part of that process. So don't worry, guys. They're good. They're here to help us out. They don't want to take us over. And they're here to take out the ones that have taken us over for thousands of years. So big planetary liberation going on, and basically it's all part of that.
Have you seen the articles on how they put tons of money into training the military for fighting underground?
Right, like billions, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Some ridiculous amount of money.
Right, so there's definitely something going on that front. And then you have I had heard this a while back that there was a guy who actually was this whistleblower guy, and he actually would go do that stuff. Like, he was on a special forces that would go underground and remove these reptilians.
This is
a story that I was told, and they have this whole, they understand the whole history of Earth, not what we think it is, but they have built out the whole history, who's been here, who's currently here. You know, there's this idea or story that that these reptilians have gone into hibernation because of the central sun, you know, pulsing out energy that moves through the solar systems, through our sun, through all the suns, that cause change, that hot raise the vibration up, right? These are stories I've heard. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but we have seen that when we've viewed certain things, this energy moving through our local solar system from the sun that comes from elsewhere. So,
and there's been like massive chemtrail activity too, we've seen. So something's up, you know. And this ties into a lot of other information we've been getting that seems like the chemtrails are tying into the COV-1984. We don't want to say it on the air because we'll probably get, and it's all tied together and they're creating a little Franken virus and it can be activated with 5G. So just be aware, there's a lot more of the story than we're being told. And I really hope the white hats are on this. I'm sure they are. I'm sure they know about it. And, you know, we'll see where this goes. But, you know, we really need to stop putting this crap in the air and this crap in our bodies and this whole forced vaccination thing, that's not going to fly. If you do get the the vaccinations, what happens after you get the vaccination on your forehead, there's going to be a line and it's going to say, sucker. No, I'm just kidding. But you don't want that stuff in your body. What's in the, they're putting RFID chips in the vaccines now. And those have already been, those contracts are out, you know, that they're giving them the needles, you know, with the chip in them and everything else. So all they get filled up with vaccine, bam, and you got it. You're chipped. And that is the, you know, how you understand this. This is my understanding of this. Once you know the goals of the Illuminati, New World Order, whatever you want to call them, once you know their goals, you see how all of this fits in. It all fits into the goals. And they want total control, total domination. They want to keep us sick, in poverty, and controlled. And that's their motto, I think it was, that keep them sick, poor, and stupid.
Yeah.
Or that's their motto.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of the Democrats have actually openly said that, been caught on mic saying that. So, which is a whole nother, I'll let you take it away if you want to talk any more about that. But let's talk about, you know, okay, we've got that, obviously that was an engineered situation there, a major false flag, a whole COVID thing.
Yeah. That was, I mean, it's nothing new. Like the information that we have is nothing new, really, because we all pretty much know it.
Yeah.
Because once you step outside of the mainstream media, it's like, this whole other world opens up to people and they can't actually believe like what was coming at them through the mainstream media. And so, you know, everybody that listens to this kind of stuff is pretty much already, you know, they're in the know, right? Mm-hmm. So anything that I say on this is just going to be old news.
Yeah.
But basically we ran a project on COVID. So we wanted to know, like, base level, the first thing we wanted to know was if this was natural, if it came out of nature, right? If it evolved out of nature, or if it was something an iteration in a lab of the virus. Mm-hmm. It can't be completely created in the lab because they have to pull from nature. So we would still get nature involved with it, but we wanted to see if we could pull those two things apart. And, you know, basically what we got were people in a lab, test tubes, microscopes, wearing, you know, protective gear, and they're messing with genetic material. They're creating this virus with natural parts. So once we know that, all right, so we know that it's not natural. It's been engineered. Then the next question was, okay, was this an accident? You know, somebody like carrying it around and tripped and, COVID got out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, was it intentionally released? And we got that it was intentional, that there was a lot of planning behind this, that they've been planning this for a long time, and they had to, in a sense, move the time frame up because of other things that were occurring in the world. And so the reason is the next question we go to. Why? You know, why would they do this? And really, I think it sums it up in one word or one sentence, and that is one rule, one law. Yeah. That's literally what the viewers said. They wrote it down. One rule, one law, among other New World Order phrases.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So this is literally engineered to scare the crap out of everybody so that we accept this sort of protection from one rule, one law. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind this is like, you know, the CCP, I don't even want to say it, right? The CCP, where the virus originated, at least we think it did. That's the governmental structure that would be imposed on the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's that is the experiment that they worked on over there, that governmental structure, to move across the world so that every single human is under control. This is what it's about.
Yeah.
Total control. But so we got this other thing, this whole other aspect. It was so weird. We got that it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to work. And the reason why is because it was akin to a natural event. Now it's not a natural event, but using that as a metaphor in the data, it's like a tsunami is coming. This natural force that you can't stop is coming and it's going to destroy you. And that's why they pushed to release this now. And this tsunami, all the wording around it is, you can't stop what's coming, which is the wording that if you look at Trump and
the Great Awakening,
literally, I believe it all has to do with that. It's literally the Great Awakening, and they cannot stop it from happening. So it's just not going to work.
They sure try. And
yeah,
I can't think of the name that is for that, but it's when they enhance them to be more virulent. There's a word for that. I think it starts with a G, but it'll come to me later. But you know, these things were enhanced. They were enhanced in a lab to be much more virulent, spread quicker,
right,
and everything else. And then you see the people aligned with that program, you know, and it's designed to shut everything down and have people write in ballots, you know, so they can manipulate the ballots and to shut down the system. Because if you have a great economy, that whoever's president is going to get reelected if you have a great economy. So they had to kill the economy. And it has, you know, all those controlled domination, it fits right into that. Keep them sick, keep them poor, keep them stupid. Right. And they own all the MSNBC and CNN and all those guys. And that's their voice box to control the people. And they've all sold out.
I know.
They're not going to tell you the truth.
Right. But it's crazy. It's like this. Okay. You know, at first, masks don't work. Don't wear masks.
Yeah.
And then wear masks. And it doesn't even matter if it's a bandana. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, that's not going to stop anything at all, right? And now it is, go protest and riot, but make sure you wear your masks, right? When before, you know, there was a law in place where I think more than 10 people in a group cannot wear masks. Uh-huh. Well, they pulled that back because now they all have to wear masks that are ineffective to stop the spread of COVID. I mean, this whole thing. From bottom to top.
Yeah.
You don't need remote viewing to know this is all just like ridiculous.
If you're going to go and riot and loot and protest, you don't have to wear a mask. There's no social distancing.
Right.
But if you're going to go to church, you know, or if you're going to go just to the grocery store or whatever, you got to wear a mask.
Right.
You know, it's just like, and then they said, do not ask. And then they have those tracers.
Oh, the contact tracers.
You cannot ask people if they've gone to rallies or if they've gone to protests. Yeah.
Oh,
that's in their guidelines. Do not ask anybody if they have gone, you know, to a major protest or any rioting or looting.
That's interesting.
You can't ask that.
Huh. That's really interesting.
So this is complicit. This is a master plan being rolled out. And you can tell the governors that are involved with this master plan, they're the ones that are really coming down heavy, trying to keep family separate, keep you from, you know, going to church, keep you from burying your loved ones, marriages, everything. They're just shutting that whole thing down. But if you want to go out and riot, and you don't have to wear a mask, there's no social distancing, you know.
That's
So, yeah, you know, what's now is really cool. And I saw this, I was meditating, I saw this in an image. What I saw is the police standing up and just saying, you know what, this is bull, you know, and they are. And they're going, how are we going to do our job? How are we going to, you know, our leadership is telling us to stand down, and we're watching our cities burn. We're watching people getting raped, beaten, killed. You know, we're watching their apartments being burned down. It doesn't matter what color you are. You know, they're burning every race's, you know, businesses and places down, you know. So, you know, to me, I might be missing something, but I always thought that, like, burning and looting and burning down families with children, I always thought that was wrong. I don't care what color you are, it's still wrong.
And
you know, you can't justify that. You know,
I saw an article where, I don't know, this is rumor, who knows, but the New York Police Department is going to walk out on July 4th to give everybody their independence.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, think of what can happen there in New York.
Well, and then arms sales are through the roof right now. Everybody's stocking up and, you know, getting ready to defend themselves. And, you know, all these store owners have got shotguns now on there, and, you know, it's inevitable. It's when you know, this one guy just shot a couple Antifa guys. I saw that. And, you know, we knew that was coming. It's inevitable because people are just, they're pissed off. The police aren't there, so they're going to take the law into their
hands. They're out of jobs because of COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, what are people going to do? You know, it's easy to stoke all the fear and rioting, the anger. It's so easy. I mean, that's what this is all about.
It is. It's all about both sides getting riled up, creating a division, getting everybody to hate each other. And that's how they do it, you know. And even, you know, let's talk about Mr. You know, I always say, which George are you following? You know, which ones are you protesting for, George Soros or George Floyd?
Right.
Floyd, you know, and, you know, he's backing all this. There's three of them. I believe it's the Rockefellers, the Soros's, Clintons are involved too. And there's all this offshore funding that's paying for this. They're paying the Antifa and the Black Lives people and things like that to keep the division going and keep the, and what I've noticed is almost all the major leaders in the Native American, you know, leaders, not Native American, African American, sorry, leaders are coming out now and they're saying, this is bull.
Yeah.
You know, you're being played. You've been socially engineered and you're being a useful idiot and it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. And yeah, there has been some injustice, you know, injustice here and there, but if you look at the statistics, it's nowhere near what they're riled up about.
This
is all socially engineered.
It's all socially, down to the very core. What was I going to say? Around another guy in Atlanta was shot by the police in front of a Wendy's, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So he was drunk. He passed out in his car at Wendy's, and they called the police. Police came, determined he was drunk. He was wasted.
Too drunk to drive.
Right. And apparently he was on parole. And so when they went to arrest him after the testing, you know, he was all cool. He started beating them up. And he got them both on the ground and was hitting them, grabbed a taser and just took off and ran with the taser.
Yeah, turned the taser at the cop.
So after that, people burned down Wendy's and just went on, you know, rioting spree down there. When that was, you know, you have a guy who's wasted. He's already been in, he was in prison for beating up his children. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, he's the saint. Just like Floyd. Floyd's a saint now.
A taser is considered a lethal weapon. You know, you tase a cop. Cop goes down. You get his gun.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
it's over with.
Right. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, it already showed his intent.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's quibby.
I mean, it's sad that somebody got killed.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see
No, that. I don't care what color you are.
It's
common sense. You don't start pounding on cops and not expect a reaction.
Exactly.
To me, I go, you know, there's a couple cops there and they got guns and they got everything there.
Right.
I'm not going to start pounding on them and not expect some force coming back at me.
Exactly.
I mean, that to me is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so, but anyway, you know, I know we're probably going to get a lot of flack for this, but we're just telling the truth here.
What's happening.
I've got an attitude towards police. I'll admit it. You know, it's like I've gotten pulled over and given ridiculous tickets, you know, and things like that. And I think that's, not really in service.
I just think
warning would have been great. You know,
right.
Said, you know, hey, You know, you know, one time was ridiculous. One time I was driving my truck and I was going down the road and this guy pulls me over and he says, your tires are too big. You know, and I'm going, these are the tires that came with the truck, you know, when I bought it. And, it's, you know, stock tires. And then he started looking in the back and that was when the Seattle riots were going on. He goes, yeah, I see you've got some weapons in the back of your, and I go, weapons? What are you talking about? You know, and he goes, you got pitchforks and shovels. And I go, on a ranch, you know, we always have shovels and pitchforks and in the back, you know. As a matter of fact, we put a fire out one day. We're driving home and there's a fire started. We jumped out and put it out. Luckily, we had the shovels in the back of the truck. But when you're going from some site to site, you're always going to be carrying.
Right.
You know, most farmers too carry guns too, because, you know, you've got bears and cougars and things like that. You know, I don't even think that's legal anymore. I don't know what the rules are now, but in your truck, it seems like if it's open and visible, but I know if you drive into a school, they'll
get you. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, with all this, it's just really looking at what's happening and having discernment over what's going on.
Yeah.
And pointing it out, you know, I mean, that there is a lot of engineering behind this as opposed to real injustice. I mean, there is an injustice occurring.
Yeah.
But with some of this stuff,
engineered and blown out of proportion.
Right.
And yes, we need to make changes. We do need to make changes. I know just the work I'm doing here has had extreme opposition. And all we're doing is educating people and healing people here. And we've had extreme opposition. And that needs to put an end. You know, we need to put an end to that. But, you know, to me, you and I are both talking about it. You know, if things got really ugly and the local sheriff needed help, you know, like we would volunteer, we'd say, yeah, we'll come down and help you restore order, basically. And not, you know, because our local sheriff has actually said, this is all crap. It's unconstitutional. Right. They can't enforce any of this stuff. And I'm not going to be shutting down businesses and hauling people off to jail. He just said, I'm not going to do it. So luckily, most of the sheriffs are awake and they're elected officials, and they are the highest law in the land. They can say no. And, you know, what's really weird, so you got the local sheriff, and then you have the federal government, you know, and Trump and those guys saying, hey, it's over. We're not shutting everything down anymore.
Right.
And then you got these Nazi governors that go, no, we're sticking with the plan. And whose plan is it that they're sticking? That's the big question.
Right. That's the big
question. Whose plan are they sticking with? And the plan to shut down the economy, to, you know, drive everybody into abject poverty, keep people sick, you know, goes back, keep them sick, keep them poor, keep them stupid. You know, all you have to do is look at that. And you look at the people behind this, and there's a lot of, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing that are supposedly, oh, we're going to create the vaccine and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Well, you get the vaccine, you get the chip, you also get all, you're on a timer and you have all this other crap in the vaccines and you need to do the research on.
When you look at too, you know, George Soros has gone into local politics heavily, and funds local DAs, local mayors, politicians. And when they get into office, I mean, he gave them the money, so they have to do what he says.
Yeah.
So what you see now are a lot of these local mayors and politicians doing his bidding, right?
Exactly.
And so those are the cities like Seattle, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
As well as Portland. I mean, they're
the mayors and the governors both, you know, are just off the charts.
And it's not hard to find out who's funded. It just takes a bit of research. It's not hard to find out because it's all open source information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those are the people you don't. And
in his own words, Soros said, "I'm going to take one of my greatest achievements will be taking down America."
Right.
He said that.
Right.
He said, and then he said, "He goes, I'm going to use the blacks to do this because the black people do this because they're easily manipulated." And this is George Soros's words.
Man.
Which says basically what they're saying is we're paying all this money, we own the media, we're going to socially engineer you to rage against the very people that are trying to wake you up and trying to help you, and they aren't getting it. And you know, a lot like Candace Owens, a lot of people like that have gotten it, and they're out there telling this is what's really going on. I've seen some beautiful videos out now with these these women, and they're older women, they're like elder women, black women, and they're going, hey, what'd they do first before? Right. They had like 10 years. They had all this time to do it, fix all this stuff. They didn't do anything. Right. They made it worse.
Right.
You know,
right.
So this other guy, and they're talking about Trump, they go, he's actually doing something. He's right. actually educating people. You know, he's, you know, creating health opportunities. He's doing the exact opposite of the New World Order agenda, which is why he's getting so much crap, basically. Yeah. That's about it. Whether you love him or hate him, I'm not saying he's a saint, but I'm saying he is anti their program.
Right, and that's why this is going on right now. So yet the old system, the old oligarchy that has been used to pull in the New World Order is collapsing, especially in the United
yeah.
States.
Yeah.
And that's because of this other oligarchy that's moved in. Trump is the head. And we don't know where that goes. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know where that
yeah.
goes. I mean, we're going to have to look into that because, I mean, could that be equally as scary down the
it
road?
Could be,
I know it's
yeah.
scaring people right now who
yeah.
watch mainstream media, but at least, I don't know, I think he probably saved mm-hmm. a lot of lives by being elected because I'm convinced that the plan was to eradicate at least half of the population on the planet through
yeah.
wars, and that's what the New World Order ultimately wanted. So mm-hmm. at least we've got a couple more years
yeah.
of living.
Yes. Well, he's anti-war. You know, he's bringing all
right,
the troops back.
That.
It's what he promised.
Yeah.
You know, he's created the best economy we've ever seen. He's created more African-American jobs, all jobs all across the board. It doesn't matter what meat suit you're wearing,
right.
you know, what color, what culture. You know, the economy was thriving. You know, he's done all these things he said he was going to do. He ended a lot of the really bad
mm-hmm.
Business arrangements we had that was ripping us off. From my understanding, he's restoring the original republic, going back to the original
right.
constitution from my insights sources, which is going to make this whole fake program go away. You know, they have their own constitution, which is
right.
totally opposite
right.
than
yeah,
the original.
At the end of the day, I'm all about the constitution.
Exactly.
Like that is, I mean, you think about it, America was really created from, I don't know, hundreds of years of oppression through monarchies, you know, and we created America. These guys, they created this place
yeah.
where people had freedom. Now, you can see how that would piss off these people in the monarchies and
exactly.
beyond
yeah.
to want to go back in and take control of
yeah.
this, you know?
And also, too, what's really funny, if you do the research on it, a lot of the language in the Constitution came from a federation of Native Americans. So, you know, if you go back and look at that, yeah. And so, I mean, they are in there, and they got a lot of the verbiage and things like mm-hmm. that from them. But, you know, there's so much to this, but, you know, to me, it's kind of a weird walk because I have Native American roots, my grandmother and great grandmother. And then I have Scotch Irish roots, you know, two of them mm-hmm. on both sides. And I look at that and I go, well, you know, and then I look at there's that, that's the original mess that needs to be straightened out and cleaned up, you know, which is only going to be done through sitting down at
right.
the table. And I think, you know, where's the red nation at the United Nations? You know,
yeah, exactly.
You know, they
right.
haven't have a voice.
I mean, the Constitution was created, and then, you know, as Americans moved across the West or Europeans moved across the West, they basically just thought of natives as being, you know, just like children that, you know,
yeah.
scribbles on rocks.
Yeah.
And, you know, this flowed into policy like the Smithsonian Institution.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, junk like that. So it's really...
that's got to be straightened out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there were slaves in the past, you know, but that whole story has been, again, engineered.
Right.
Not
totally
socially engineered, not geoengineered.
Right.
Probably geoengineered, too. Who knows, you know? But, you know, it's really because, okay, here's the facts, basically. Who actually freed the slaves? Republicans.
Right.
You know, who was against giving them equal rights? The Democrats. Who was the Ku Klux Klan? They were Confederates. Democrats. Who were the Confederates? Democrats.
Yeah, right.
You know, who went against women's suffrage, you know, giving women the right to vote, equal rights? Democrats. 30 years they fought against that.
Right.
You know, who? But But if we have this concept through social engineering that they are the saviors.
Well, right.
That they're the saviors. If you're of any color, they are here for you. They are your saviors. Right.
Well, I grew up, I grew up in that sphere, that liberal, progressive, because that's what compassion is, right? Because, you know, you look at other people. And the utopia is one world. You know what I'm saying? No borders, one world, utopia.
Yeah.
But see, all of that stuff, of course, man, that would be awesome, right? But they use that compassion and that idea against people in order to get what they want.
Exactly.
And that's where you got to walk away from it.
You've
got to walk away from it. And it shouldn't be this Democrat-Republican thing. This is not political, man. This is like, this is our lives when you get right down to it. This is bigger than politics, bigger than this red and blue nonsense. Mm-hmm. This is something else.
I think it goes back to character.
Yeah.
You know, what is the character of the person? A. B. We have all worn these multicolored meat suits.
Right.
I have full memory of that. I've been all these things. I've been a black slave. I've been Native American elder. I've done all these things, and yogis and llamas and all that stuff. So I was a Mexican road bandit one lifetime. So I have memories of all that. And so, you know, I've worn all these things, and I look at the bigger picture, and I think that's the only way out of this is the bigger picture.
Right.
Is to realize that we're a soul that's worn many of these multicultural meat suits. And our soul came from the source, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit. And in that, we're all family. We all came from the same source. We're having an experience, a diverse experience down here. And if we can agree on that, but there has to be certain rules, like you can't trespass on another, you can't harm another,
right.
You know, you can't destroy their business, their homes, or, you know,
right.
And, you know, there are fundamental rules we have to go by, but ultimately we have to stop this division game. And that's what the whole thing is about.
Exactly.
This dividing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have special privileges because I was abused. That doesn't work anymore. Right. You can't abuse others because you were abused. That's just passing the potato. That's continuing to go in that same direction. And so it boils back to holding that consciousness of we all came from source.
Mm-hmm.
We're all souls, and in that we're all connected. We're all family, and we should all be in service to the creator within all creation.
Right.
You know, and everything will work.
Right.
From that consciousness, everything will work.
Right.
But if you keep allowing the social engineering programs to keep everybody divided at war, so, you know, the victim, it doesn't matter if there's the gender wars, there's the race wars, there's all these division games, and, you know, all of that, this social engineering program has gotten into the colleges, it's gotten mm-hmm. into the schools. Now they're teaching kindergartners, you know, that there's 57 varieties of races, I don't know.
Right.
And having
and like
transgender people go and teach classes and, you know, these are little kids, man. Let them be a little kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, let them just be a little kid. Let them hang out with the other little kids.
Yeah.
And all bond and hang out. Let them be. And everything will be fine. A couple generations, everybody's hanging out together.
Right,
you know.
Right, I know.
But just the social engineering is just beyond crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we looked at with remote viewing, we looked at the origins of the human race.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got Darwinism. You know, a theory of evolution. You've got biblical or ancient texts. You know, God created man. You know, I lean more towards an alien God created man, you know, in what we've seen.
Yeah.
As, you know, we are source. Mm-hmm. We are source. We are all source God. But as far as the engineering that went behind the human race, there was
a lot of tinkering.
A lot of tinkering, right? Yeah. And a lot of that tinkering had to do with the creation of a slave race.
Mm-hmm.
Right, creation of a race that serves another race. So because of that, we have embedded into our cultural history, into our consciousness, into our genetics, being a slave. So humans, unless they wake up, they're always going to choose and create a system that puts them back into slavery. Mm-hmm. Because that's all humans have ever known. when you look at how we go out and make money and pay taxes, and of course you've got to work in order to eat to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But the media, the technology, we become slaves to everything, to everything. We're so used to that because it's been in our history for so long that we don't even think twice about it. Uh-huh. And you know, these guys at that top layer, the sliver that controls, understand that. And they understand how to keep the slaves in order to get what they want out of them. Uh-huh. You know, keep them fighting among themselves.
Yeah,
when you're fighting among yourself, you're even more of a slave. So it's got to stop. It's got to literally stop. People have to stop fighting among themselves.
Yeah, that is the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
And you know, and it makes there's no logic. Come on to this. You know, you can't go and loot and steal and kill and not expect a reaction. You're going to get a reaction, period.
Yeah.
And they're all bad. You know, now you can try to justify it because I've been abused. They owe me, you know, whatever. Well, that's black privilege.
Right.
You know, you're going back into the same program, the opposite side of the wheel.
Right. And then these guys are laughing because, look, man, they're all slaves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're all,
yeah, we got
they're
all
our slaves,
yeah.
You know? And
and you know what I see is we need to redirect. I mean, there is a lot of rage and anger, but it's misdirected through social engineering. So if you need to rage, you really need to look at who your enslavers are.
Right.
Is really enslaving you? Who is socially engineering you? How are they doing it?
Right.
And how much of your reality was given to you?
Right. Exactly. Because I'll tell you, every single one of us is brainwashed to a certain degree.
Exactly.
You know, even the ones who are completely woken up, they still have those scripts.
Yeah.
Earth life. It's inevitable, you know?
Yeah, we're all social engineered to one degree or another. Some people it's harder to program them.
Right.
You know, they see through the stuff. They're in the heart.
Right.
And they're going, look, I don't want to go out and hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to. I want to love everybody. I want to make sure everybody has a food on their table. Everybody has, has, you know, a roof over their head, you know, and they're not an indentured slave or servant.
Right.
You know, this, you know, I go back to the universal law and basically it's really simple. It's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Those are the laws of creation. That's universal law. And then there's derivatives of that. You could go down and say, okay, you can't harm or trespass on another. You know, can't take what another has. You know, there are universal laws that whatever you take from another, you're going to lose.
Right.
You know, so that's karma, universal karma. Law. There are universal laws. And our laws should be a reflection of the universal laws.
Right.
And most of these cases do fit into universal law. I mean, if somebody's endangering others, if they're drunk, and they can't drive, and you have to get them off the street. If they have a record of being hostile or you know, other things, you know, then they've gone against universal law already, you know, and I don't care if they're purple, pink, or blue. And my hat's off, you know, I don't want to be a cop or a policeman. Shit, you know, to deal with. You know, pretty soon after a while, dealing with this every day, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's police and then there's the others. And you can't trust any of the others because all day long you're dealing with people that want you hurt, harmed, or dead, you know, and that's not right either. You know, we need to really respect people that are putting their lives on the line daily.
The police are used as that layer between the controllers and the people.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that's really what this is about. That's that layer of the police. Like, focus on the police. They're the ones that are causing the problems. Focus on the police. Not over here, man behind the curtain.
Yeah, but what's happening now, the police are going, hey, it's the people above us.
Right, exactly.
They're going, we're not taking the rap for this. It's the guys above us. They're the ones that are giving the order that we can't protect you. We're on a stand down.
Right.
And we can't protect your shops and your business and everything. And if we do, we're going to get ourselves are going to end up in jail.
Right. I mean, of course, there are police who are absolutely corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's not all of them, you know, it's, there are ones that commit crimes. I mean, I think being a cop is attracted to some people who want that power to commit
power over others.
So, you know, there's that as well. I mean, it's just being used, literally being used to inflame and create riots.
I think, you know, the solution would be to create for people. I always say the solution would be a council of grandmothers hooked up to a galactic federation and work with civilizations that have already mastered all of this. They've transcended war and disease and everything else. And that would be best for the planet right now. But that might be a ways out. But in the meantime, we need to look at universal law and see where people are going against those basics and hold our leaders accountable for it. Everybody needs to be accountable to universal law. And when you step out of it, there's going to be consequences that you can't have no police, can't have no protection, and you can't have too much police or overprotection.
Right.
You know, the thing about censorship too, you can't have like the censorship with all the big boys over there. They're censoring the crap out of all of us, you know? And so you can't have that. But then again, you can't have child porn sites or child trafficking sites and things like that, or drug trafficking on the net either, you know? So there needs to be some policing, you know, in there. It's really weird because it's not a one or the other. I think it's a medium, it's a balance.
Right.
And as long as we get to balance, we can figure this out. But I just think there's abuse of power everywhere. Mm-hmm. This power is being abused. Absolutely. You know, there's problems within the police where it's being abused. They're getting orders from on high, which are totally abusive, you know, and it just goes on up the ladder. And the low-level guys, the mayors and governors, they're being paid by even extreme psychopaths that want America collapsed.
Right. You know? Well, you know, the what was I reading? BLM is receiving tons of money, and that money is being fueled into the Democrat super PAC.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, I mean, who's behind it all?
Yeah. You're giving money to Black Lives Matter, and you're funding Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Who has a record of just totally, you know, they put more black people in prison than anybody, you know, are the Clintons and the Bidens and the other guys in Obama too. So it's such a convoluted mess.
Yeah.
And weaving through this and seeing through what's really going on without getting attached. Now you got to use loving detachment, and really take a look at things through the Buddha mind, you might say fresh mind. And try to let go of any social engineering you've got and just look at this. Then you can get to the truth and you can find solutions. But as long as you're social engineered and you're being used, you're being manipulated, this is going to continue.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, stop listening to talking heads. I mean, even us. We're nothing. Don't turn on mainstream media. It's all nonsense. Literally, you're not finding out what's happening in the world. You're engineered to think a certain way about the world. That's what it's about at the end of the day. Turn it all off. You know, don't find your news from other sources if you need that.
I've seen basics that you go throughout any culture. There's basics there. People want it. They want to survive. You know, they want to be healthy. And they want to be able to make their own personal connection to Creator, whatever that is for them.
We don't need an authority figure.
Those are three basics. Why can't we cover that?
Right.
You know, why? I mean, we're in the richest nations in the world. Why can't we cover the basics? You know, like, and for once we have a leader that has been doing that. He's been bringing the money back. And people have no idea how much many trillions of dollars are siphoned off that go to certain groups.
Right.
Probably get in trouble mentioning them. You know, I shouldn't talk about the Vatican or the Queen or anything else.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about it.
No, we don't want to talk about them. But
we looked at the Vatican.
It took all the trillions of dollars that were taken and just.
Yeah.
And we get a little bone back to us.
Right.
If you took all that money and siphoned it back into the infrastructure and created jobs and housing and everything else, we would just flourish. It would just be.
Nope.
Unbelievable. And I think that's where everything is going right now. If people would just wake up and allow it and get behind it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Vatican. Gosh,
yeah, I want to get to that. What'd you see there? I mean,
the Vatican was scary. Actually, at one time we wanted to understand what was going to happen to the Vatican in 5 years from our standpoint of viewing, because of, you know, all of the I don't know, the abuse of children and, you know, pedophilia, that kind of stuff. So when we're doing it blind, and in this particular method, we work in a group, and it's kind of like the precogs minority report sort of thing, except we don't have the whole water thing. We do it in a group, and we remote view that way, talking it out loud to each other. And we don't know what we're viewing, but the moment we get in, we literally start getting attacked by dark things.
Yeah, literally.
And we had to pull out fast because it was not good. It was not good at all. But then we looked at this whole thing about the Vatican telescope. And
Lucifer. They call it Lucifer.
Right? Have you seen the...
They're looking for wormwood, you know?
They're looking... They are. Yeah. Exactly. That's what they're looking for. That's what we saw. That was specifically built. They took part of that land from the natives so they could build the telescope with the University of Arizona. And they are literally looking for wormwood coming.
Yeah.
That's what they want to have happen. But so there's something else in that mountain. Native Americans always talked about that as being a portal to another world. And these guys, I mean, you look at CERN, you look at the super colliders. All they're ever interested in is portals to other worlds. Yeah. You look at Montauk.
Exactly.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want to be able to move in and out of this world.
Yeah, this is a perfect segue right now because of what I've been saying is that there's so much inhumanity on the planet right now because there's so much non-human interference.
Right.
And if you don't factor that in every religion, I don't care if you're Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, whatever, we all know that there are these unseen forces at play. And these Illuminati boys, whatever you call them, the global elite, they, most of them, I'm not saying all of them, most of them have made allegiances with these forces.
Yeah.
And that's why they're trying to open these doors and these gates and everything
exactly.
else because they're in alliance. And that's why they're socially engineering all of this aggression and race wars and gender wars and everything else. They're trying to destroy anything good.
Right.
I mean, they're at war with Creator.
Right.
And creation, basically. They would like to see this place turn into a cinder and make a nice, hot, dry desert out of it where they and their little reptilian friends can hang out. But there's more to that. I mean, it's just... You know, reptilians are replete throughout the Bible, the Hindu scriptures, things like that. There are demonic forces. There are, what do you call them, Luciferian, satanic forces. They're in every culture. Everybody has different names for them, but they do exist.
And, I mean, we have viewed those types of things before where people have claimed reptilians.
Yeah.
And I haven't had this happen to me, but in viewing that kind of stuff, people have had visits, other remote viewers have had visits from the reptilians threatening them.
Basically. Yeah.
And just from our data on this, it's real. It is real.
Yeah. The brighter your light, the more they're going to come after you. Unfortunately, you become a threat. You know, so if you, and they even hijack the woke movement. If you're woke, you wouldn't be socially engineered. You wouldn't be a useful tool for these other darker forces to create more division, more anger, more againstness, more violence, more all that stuff they feed off, and it holds the planetary ascension down. And people need to realize there's multi levels to this. It's not just one level, and we have to stop being vessels or tools for these darker forces.
Right. I mean,
and these darker energies.
It's literally as simple as flipping Netflix on
and
looking at the lineup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the lineup? It is all negative, 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 dark things, dark things, dark.
Yeah.
What do you think they're trying to do to your mind? You know?
Exactly. You know, here's the thing. Watching Netflix, like I just shut it off. Every once in a while I watch something. But I used to watch, you know, The Flash with how all these multidimensional things happening. And they kind of educate people that there are portals, there's other dimensions, there's other metahumans, there's people with powers and all that stuff. You know, some of these things you watch, but each one I would watch that would go into the ancient history or things like that would have this twist. And in the twist, you go halfway into it, and the next thing you know, all the guys are hugging and kissing the guys and going off, and the girls are with the girls. And then next you know, Lucifer is the one true God.
That's weird.
And you're going, are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Why can't we stick to the science?
Right.
Why can't we stick to content and everything else? I mean, why does it always have to go there?
Right.
And you have to have all these episodes. And it does exist in society, but the emphasis is way out of proportion.
Right.
And there's an agenda behind that.
Right, you know? Right. Well, okay, so this is interesting. We're looking at Atlantis, you know, basically the destruction of Atlantis.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to it? You know, we already know through our data that it was there, it existed. And the destruction of Atlantis really came down to these guys were involved in pretty extreme bestiality in mm-hmm. general in that culture back then. And as well as genetic engineering. And they were creating hybrids through straight up like getting on with the animals, you know, the goats in the barn kind of thing or the family pet. And they were also genetically engineering. And they had gotten so far away from their God source that was the reason for their ultimate destruction.
Yeah. You know?
And I mean, our society is starting to mirror that. Quite a bit.
Yeah. And they're also using technology to dominate and control
right.
versus using it for the betterment of humanity.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, to totally dominate, know everything, get into your private lives, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, so I think a lot of people that are here right now, they have these, I hear a lot of people talk about, I know I was in Atlantis, you know, I have a remembrances of this or this. I mean, you find this a lot right now.
Yeah.
And I think what is happening is a lot of those people from that time have come back in order to release that stuff or on the other side of it, recreate it, you know? And so we've gone into this epic battle over it, but turn on, you know, I mean, what happened to Hannah Montana turning into Miley Cyrus? She goes from, you know, in the Disney stuff. Well, Disney's the worst to begin with, but
they're shut down with no opening, I think, from what I understand.
Right.
Head CEO stepped down and they're not even reopening. So who knows what's going on.
But you had this, you know, wholesome young girl in Disney television shows that little kids would go, oh, she's so beautiful and wholesome. And then they gradually turn her into this sex starved, satanic performer. Right.
Yeah.
So they're trying to take that population, especially the younger generation,
down
and turn them into that, which is absolutely horrible.
Yeah. And that's, she's just one of many.
Yeah. Just one of many.
You know, the majority of the ones that are the main performers have gone down that path, and that whole music and Hollywood, that they're just replete with satanic, Luciferian stuff, and unfortunately most a lot of politicians and even religious leaders are all involved in this stuff, and that's the big wake-up call.
It's people full need to realize of society on every corner,
and what we're seeing is all this chaos is being created because the light's coming in,
mm-hmm.
the higher dimensional beings, whatever angelic ascended masters, spiritually and technologically advanced ETs, off-world people, they're all coming in right now, and they're saying we're resetting this.
Right.
There's going to be a reset. And what we're seeing on the ground level is all this chaos. It's part of the reset.
Yeah.
That's happening.
This is that energy coming from like this central sun sort of.
Yeah. Thing, yeah.
You know,
and they all align with that energy. The higher dimensional beings know of these natural waves and functions and they're aligned with those energies and they come in on those waves and because they can do more work because they have these natural energies backing them up.
You know? Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're getting closer. I haven't gotten the cue yet from the producer. We're getting close to the end of the hour. But, you know, what's the best way people get in touch with you?
Oh, I do 180 seconds. It's a video series on YouTube where I try to keep remote viewing data on certain subjects within 180 seconds.
Yeah.
Like 3 minutes, but it never really works. So I've got that on YouTube, Right Hemispheric Remote Viewing Channel. You can go to my website, righthemispheric.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have classes there. I'll be teaching out here soon.
Yeah. Soon. And we got the conference. John's one of the speakers here at the July 23rd.
Right.
Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. It's going to be amazing. I should get the list, but we haven't even made the list yet because we had to reorganize everything because of the COVID-1984 thing going on. But the plan or scamdemic. You know, but it's coming to the end. You know, all that stuff's going to fail. You know, what I see, it's all going to fail. But the reason it's going to fail is people are going to wake up and stand up and stand in your own divinity and these things are just going to collapse in on themselves. But you got to know the plan, and you got to know who's behind the plan. To me, it's so easy when you are awake and you know their plan, and you know the higher plan, and you know that of the, you know, the white hats and the other people in the higher dimensions behind that coming in, you know the outcome. You know, whatever God you want, they always say God wins in the end, you know, whatever God you want to call it. But, you know, it's not a jealous, wrathful God. It's an all-loving, all-forgiving God.
The funny thing is that all these people who are trying to push us in a very negative direction are still source.
Yeah, yeah. Playing a part.
Right.
You know, you look at me, you go, hey, now I know what I don't want.
Right, you exactly. Know? You know, but and they're me.
Yeah. But what it blows me is, what blows me is the... you look at this and you go, where's the logic?
Yeah, right. Where's the
logic? I'm gonna riot. I'm gonna loot.
Right.
I'm gonna kill. I mean, they've killed a lot of people. They've injured what, 300 or more, 800? I don't know what those cops have been injured. You know, I'm gonna do all these things, and because I'm a good person. You know what I mean? You're going, wait a second. And you're, well, why? Nobody's hearing me, so I'm just going to get louder, you know? And you go, but there's a reaction.
Right.
There's a karmic reaction.
Exactly.
And why do you want to do the same thing to others that may have been done to you?
Right.
How does that
That doesn't work? Cancel it out.
No, it doesn't cancel it out. So just know, just, you know, I'm always saying just stay in the heart, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Look at things with a fresh mind, the Buddha mind, and know that you've been socially engineered to one degree or the other. Mm-hmm. And look at universal law and go by it, you know, go by universal law. And unfortunately, we hit the end of the hour, folks, so I can't thank John enough for coming on the show. Thanks. He's a regular, and he's always doing great, giving out great information. So we're signing off. Have a great evening. And keep your eyes on the skies and check out our website. We've got a lot of new stuff on there. Have a great evening. Good night.